ever as hungry as the wolf climbing the hill.
Lone wolf is a term commonly used by many people. It means that they used to belong to a group, but left to become stronger. By thinking and acting alone, the lone wolf acquires superior cunning, agility, imagination, and skills unknown to members of the pack. The lone wolf is independent of and distances itself from the petty bickerings, expectations, demands, mediocrities, and unfulfilled dreams of other people, groups, or organizations. The lone wolf is often branded as the rebel.
For it is the sovereign lone wolf who stands alone in all of his or her glory. You are listening to Lone Wolf Radio, presented and hosted by Tom Metzger. Tom is now broadcasting from a newly relocated and improved bunker in an undisclosed location with internet access across the globe. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode on Lone Wolf Radio.
Been great. I've almost lost my voice, but here we are. Hey, a few miles down here, there's a house full of FBI. FBI! They're down here, the Federal Bureau of Integration. There's probably about 35 of those fake queers down there, and I want you to yell over to Claremore what you think of the FBI! But now Area Fest 2 has set the pace, and we're going to be doing this all over the country. What about you guys up at St. Paul? What about you guys back east? Where? What are you going to do? You're going to have Area Fest. I don't even have to listen to a speech. This music was the speeches we need to hear. Those filthy kikes used music against us for a long time. And now we're going to use music against them! Father of the move it up to September this year. And on that day, the order came together in a little ranch house in northern Idaho, just across the road from Canada, our North American brothers. And they performed a ceremony of several men in a circle. They laid a baby in the middle. And they struck out and wrote a declaration of war against this system. Fuck this system! It's gone! That declaration of war is just as much a valid situation today as it was in 1984. There's no going back to the conservative crap. The right wing is dead. The Marxists are dead. It's the white revolution. I want to hear you guys yell so loud, those guys in Leavenworth, those guys in Lewisburg, those guys in Marion are going to know that you're out here. Hail the order! Hail the order!
Bring the order!
You know, there was a lot of screwing around that went down before the order. And then we got down to brass tacks. We played this conservative game for a long time. I hope my voice is going to hold that. Yeah. They kept us in the playpen. They kept you arguing over this and over that. And you got to argue over religion. You got to argue about not religion. You got to argue about a right-wing Republican. You got to argue about the conservatives and the leftists. And they kept you white people all divided. They kept the young people divided.
We will kill everyone.
But if you remember what happened in Germany, they ceased to be divided and they began to kick ass. War broke down those lines. We have one issue. One issue. Race. White race. White race. On any issue, you must decide only on one issue. Is it good for the white man? I'm going to love to see the day when those sons of bitches up there in that house, just like the Turner Diaries. And we ain't only gonna get them there, we're gonna chase them all the way back to that faggot J. Edgar Hoover building in Washington and blow the son of a bitch up! We're tired of their shit! I'm tired of my friends being killed. I'm tired of my friends being in prison. And we not gonna be in the playpen no more. Skinhead music is powerful music. Powerful music, and that's why I like it. If you listen to the Viking music and the Scotch bands of old, in the Scotch drums, or whether it was the legions of Rome beating on their chests and armaments, boom, 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 that power. It's there. It's the most political message in the country today for the white race. I believe that. But the conservatives are going to run for a hole. The conservatives are going to run for a hole. And they're still going to try to get you back in the playpen. Well, it's great all you young people come together, but you're just a little too radical and this youthful exuberance. And my God, you waste your time going out and having a fist fight on the street. Oh, all we have to do is train you right, and you'll be back in the playpen like we've been for 50 years. Listen to them. Don't listen to that old, tired crap that they've been preaching and they've been failing. Stay on the road. ask me. I went through all that time. 20 years through that crap. That's right. Do it. Don't let them change you. Don't let them refine you. Don't let them make you civilized. We call it snivelized. Do you really want to be snivelized? Robert Matthews and the order set the pace. And we're going to hold the line because we're not going back. That declaration of war is just as valid today as the day it was written.
You're damn right.
We won't kill him!
But I see a dangerous trend. I see those snivelized people coming back. And they're going to say, oh yeah, Robert was a good man, but he just went about it the wrong way. If he'd only go by the way we've done it for 50 years and failed, he might have won.
Hey, Tom, Rob!
That is a conservative disease. Do you have the conservative disease?
The hell is conservative?
They're out there. The same people that deny Robert Matthews, and when Robert Matthews went down, those conservatives went for a hole. There was only a handful of leaders in this country that supported those men. And there's only a handful that support these guys in prison today. Because those same snivel-ass conservatives want to take it back again and get you back in the playpen.
No way!
God, we will kill them all.
We are number one racist. Everything else is second. Everything else is second. If you have people here who believe one thing on religion, that's fine. That's a free white man's ability. If you have people over here that believe not in a certain religion, that's fine. That's their personal belief. As long as the number one issue is race. Race! Muzzle of a gun. We learned that last night, didn't we? We had a little argument out here, didn't we? Guess what happened?
We won!
We won, they run. You gotta not worry about making these people happy. The conservative types will tell you, oh, if you just say it this way, they'd go along with you. We don't want them! They'd blow it anyhow! Because they're a bunch of snivelized people who want all their goodies and are not willing to go without like you do. They're not willing to give up those fancy cars. They're not willing to go have a problem with their rent. They're not willing to get fired for what they believe in. Are you afraid to lose those things?
No!
They're all gone. What are the conservatives fighting for? They gave it all up already. They want to take their guns now.
They're gonna take my guns! They won't take it out of my cold dead hand!
They'll take it out of your stupid cold dead hand. Because they don't deserve to have semi-automatic or anything else. What have they done all over the years? They've sniveled. They've petitioned. They've started this party and that party. They moan and they groan. They are truly pathetic people.
They stole our technology.
But there's a lot of people who learned the hard way, and I did. You know, you go to school and you graduate. You take your doctorate. You get a master's. But some of these people are retarded. They stay in one wavelength for their whole life. I used to go to these meetings. Oh, we're going to take it back. Oh, yes. They were always going to take it back. I got so bored. I got so mad. I got the anxiety that I just want to run out of the room and scream. Because they've been doing it for 50 years. Don't let them drag you back into that quicksand. The American experiment, as you know it, is over. The new experiment is coming. And that is our experiment. And we're not going to worry about whether it's constitutional, because the Constitution's only good if you're willing to bleed. And this bunch of zombies out here wouldn't even bleed for anything. Even when their wives are being raped by niggers in the shopping centers, they call the police. Would you take care of it? My wife was just raped by the niggers. I have had them call me, Tom, my wife was raped by a nigger. Could you help me out? I said, do you know who these men are? Well, yes. Do you know where they live? Well, yes. How old are you? Oh, I'm 35. Are you in good health? Well, yes. Well, what the hell's the matter with you? Kill them! Don't ask me to do your dirty work. I'm not a hired killer. It's time to take care of ourselves. Don't worry about whether they like it. This is the new order. Well, you've heard about the new order. You saw around you this weekend. Recognize it. It's here.
The time is now for the new order.
You are the new order. And skinheads are in the forefront. You know why? You know why the Jews are worried about the skinheads? Because the skinheads kick ass. Walk down a street with their shoulders over like this, hoping nobody will pick on them. They don't go down to a rock concert and say, gee, I hope we'll sneak in here and there'll be no trouble.
We kill everyone!
Yeah. The Jews are panic stricken. That's all we hear from the Jews. The skinheads, the skinheads, the skinheads. I had a guy who's an agent working for us. He met with a Jew leader of the ADL. And a Jew leader of ADL, he was trying to talk about all these different things to the Jew leader of the ADL. And all this Jew wanted to talk about, the skinheads! They're panic-stricken! The Jews are absolutely panic-stricken with the skinheads! And they're going to be panic-stricken with the long hairs, too! The heavy metalers, the head, the skinheads, and even some of us old farts. We'll give them a run for their money. When you go to any meeting in this country that talks about the white race, sometimes they use terms like, well, we only want equal rights for whites. You just want equal rights for whites? We want it all! It was ours and we're gonna take it back! When you go to those meetings, you go into them and you say, do you swear allegiance to the order and Robert J. Matthews? And if they say no, then walk out. kick their ass.
What the fuck?
We've been around. Those guys picked up the torch. Man, it was almost out. That torch was almost out. It was terrible. You know, all this spotlight stuff and all this kosher conservative stuff, you know, and all these people, they were buying that stuff and staying asleep. All the good old tax rebels are in jail. The good tax rebels that fought them all the way. And how many of these creeps write these people and visit these tax rebels in jail? Because we're all one big army. You're a tax rebel, you're in the underground financial deal, the underground economy. Screw the system. Take their money. Take welfare as a revolutionary white act. What the hell do you think the niggers take it for?
Like,
and everybody says his niggers are dumb. Huh. They got Whitey paying the food bill. They got Whitey paying for the drugs. They got Whitey paying for the education. Who the hell is dumb around here? It's a white race that's dumb. They're suffering from stupiditis.
We will kill all the race traitors.
None of this would have ever happened to you if our white leadership would have done its job. You can't blame this on the blacks, what's happened to us. You can't even blame it on the Jews. You gotta blame it on the race traitors. They're still in power. They control the Republican Party. There's still plenty of big-shot whites in the Democratic Party. If you look at the Fortune 500 corporation people, the majority of them are white. These are people that are shafting you. These are economic determinists. All they're interested in is making money and materialism and greed. And we are racial and cultural determinists. And we are confronting them in a war. And that is a white civil war. Those FBI guys up there, mostly white. The cops are still mostly white. The leaders of the Congress are still mostly white. So don't let these kosher conservatives say, oh, if we just take care of the Jews, or if we just take care of the blacks, everything would be sweet. Don't fall for that crap. You're in a white civil war. And the greatest enemy you may have is a white person like you next door. He may look white, but he's dead inside. And he needs to be buried. But the first thing, don't be afraid of him. And that's what I like about young people. I would rather go to a young meeting any day. I don't want to talk to those people that got their ass rooted to a chair. They can barely get up. They had 40 years to do it. They didn't have the guts to do it. So why go there? Let the dead bury the dead. Let the dead bury the dead. Now we're going to use music as a weapon. A pro-white weapon. You better get those drums tuned up. You better get those guitars going. You better get those amplifiers moving. Because it's going to be spreading the message of the white racial message across the United States. White power! White power! White power! If the Jews can use music, we'll destroy them with music. They're panic-stricken about your music. They can't stand Ian Stewart. They can't stand it. You saw what they did to us in Napa? Yeah, they said you can meet, but you can't play your music. Does that give you a message of where the power is? It's the music. But don't go to the conservatives to play that music. Don't go to the conservatives.
We got power. Get it!
That's right. if you can keep it. Unless you want to go back in the playpen. If you watch the Jews and these white traitors, they tell you when you're doing something right. The conservatives never had enough brains and never had enough guts to know when they were doing right. Because they had to do something, they had to risk something. They might lose their house, might lose their car, might lose their wife. And if you haven't been through all that, I have. I've had the IRS seize my house twice, and I laughed at them. I've had 15 treasury agents with guns around my house. I've been drug into court here and there all over the place. But if you have fear of these people, they are over you. You can't fear these people because they're weak. There are thousands and hundred thousands of little weak animals in this system that all they can do is to gather together and gang up on you because you are strong. That's what all their Jew laws are about. To bring a strong man down, a free man would never take it. So the Jews sit around and say, what are we going to do about skinheads and this youth movement? This music is getting out of hand. It's in Europe. It's in Britain. There's record companies all over the world now.
Can't stop us.
They can't stop that music. So technically, I didn't even have to hardly give a speech tonight. You've been giving a speech all weekend. And I want to tell you something. They're always among you. The snitches are here. And I like it in a way. Because if you remember that truck last night that's full of bullet holes. If you're a snitch and you're an FBI informant, if you're working for the state, and if you're in here under false premises, someday we're coming for you! We'll be coming for you if you're out there. And you always are.
We will kill them all!
God, that felt good last night. I want to tell you something. Talk about a crazy man that wants to get in a fight. When the shooting started, and that truck went around the corner and went in the ditch, I was jumping up and down like a 13-year-old kid saying, we got no sons of bitches now. Get the guns! Get the guns! And I didn't have a gun! And I had a fifth of a pint of whiskey in my jacket. I took the son of a bitch and I threw it. And the guy was there with a shotgun. He wouldn't even shoot back. Boy, you gotta be dedicated to throw a pint of Jim Beam at somebody. I hear you're gonna have a get together up in around Minnesota or Chicago or someplace, huh? We got some big music deals going in Southern California coming up. And we're gonna take all this music and edit it and get it all over the country and over 55 television stations around the United States. 55 cities are gonna see you playing music. It's called rock and roll. I had a hell of a time this weekend. This was terrific. After a sort of a real problem in Napa. I mean, the people that helped us and went through that in Napa and understand what happened, it was a mess. They threw everything at us but the kitchen sink. But what did we tell them? We're going to do it again and again and again and again and again. And we're here. And let's keep them moving across the country. And if the government doesn't like it, fuck the government. Cut, 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 cut